Okay, we are all set. All right, have you guys been here all day?
Yep.
And yesterday? You came later today? You didn't come at all? You're not here. Okay. Well, I think a lot of you have been here all day. You're probably tired. Hopefully you're not hungry. Hopefully you're still fed from lunch. But welcome to this class. I think it's super fun. Poetry, the superpowers of poetry. All right, poetry, what's your superpower? So, to get us started a little bit, tell me what you think of when I tell you the word poetry. Thank you.
The Jabberwocky.
Thank you.
Songs without music.
Songs without music. Most song lyrics are poetry. That's awesome. Keep going.
Shakespeare.
Haiku.
Haiku. Shakespeare.
Rhymes.
Rhymes. I'm so impressed. No one has said boring. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Nice. See? You just needed to be given permission to say boring, right? That's right. A lot of times when we talk about poetry, we're like, ooh, cheesy, gross, romantic, boring stuff. Or, I don't understand it, or I'm not reading it. But I'll tell you a few reasons why I love poetry. One, it's short, and most poetry is short. And so if I just have a little bit of time to read, and I read a few poems, two or three poems, I feel good already. And it doesn't take me that long. The second reason is poetry is all about emotion. People write poetry because they have an emotion that they want to get out onto paper. So it's therapeutic for the writer, but it's also therapeutic for the reader. Because if you read a poem and it gets an emotional reaction out of you, then it's done its job and you're a changed person because of it. Let me give you an example. I'm already behind. Okay. I want to give you an example of a story that happened to me just this week. Today's Saturday, happened on Wednesday. And I am a believer that when you memorize poetry or when you read poetry, it becomes part of your soul and will stay with you for your whole life. So I'm going to tell you a story now that illustrates my point. On Wednesday is the day that I teach. Hold on, I missed a very important part here. My name is Marisa, and I teach English classes for Independent Education Program. And on Wednesdays, I teach in person in Fruit Heights, Utah. And on Tuesdays, I teach online. So this English class story happened on Wednesday. This particular day, I needed to get to work early so that I could set up things around the room because we were doing something very special, activities with Greek mythology, and they needed to be set up in advance. And so I was getting ready to leave for work, and I remembered I needed to drop something off at my neighbor's house. That's okay. I'll just drop it off on by her house on my way to work. It won't take me that long. Shouldn't impact my ability to set up my stations before the students arrive. So I do drop by my neighbor's house, and as I'm pulling away, my friend, one of my best friends, is driving down the street towards me, and she flashes her lights, and she's rolling down her window, which means she wants to talk to me. So I pull up next to her. Cars are going opposite directions. You know how adults do when they're driving down the street and they stop and they roll down their windows and they talk and they block traffic. That's what we did. And we're talking and she's talking to me and I'm thinking in my head, I really got to get to work. I got to set up those stations before the kids come. And she keeps talking and we're having a good time and I love her. And so I'm listening and, you know, we're having a conversation and I sneak a glance at my watch when I think she's not looking to, like, know how much time I have to get to work and to set up my stations. And we keep talking, and it's fine. And anyway, she finally is like, okay, well, I didn't mean to keep you so long. Have a good day. Bye. Love you. And I'm like, yep, love you. See ya. as I drive away from her, this poem pops into my head. A Time to Talk by Robert Frost. When a friend calls to me from the road and slows his horse to a meaning walk, I don't stand still and look around on all the hills I haven't hoed and shout from where I am, "What is it?" No, not as there is a time to talk. I thrust my hoe in the mellow ground, blade end up and 5 feet tall, and plod. I go up to the stone wall for a friendly visit. And I thought, that's right, Robert Frost. That's right. We have to do that. We have to take the time to talk when our friends want to talk. So that is an example of how poetry can just become part of your life. But that is not the main part of my presentation. I want to teach you about two different types of poetry and have you experiment with them. The limerick. Has anybody ever heard of a limerick? Okay. Very good. Okay. It has a very specific rhythm, and it has a specific structure. Limericks are really fun because of the rhythm. They usually have a play on words or puns in them. They're short and sweet. They're entertaining and silly. They have 5 lines. This is the structure. The first 2 lines and the 5th line rhyme. The 3rd and the 4th line rhyme. And I'm going to give you the rhythm right now, and I'm going to do it over and over. When you feel like you know the rhythm, you can join with me, and we're all going to be chanting the same rhythm. Da 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 da. Last time, everybody got it? Da 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 da. Awesome. Do you know any poems that fit this structure?
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. You're very, very close. I don't hear an after water rhyme in the very first part, but I hear the 3rd and the 4th lines. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Thank you. Who else? I saw another hand. Hickory. Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck 1, the mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock. See if I'm going to share some limericks with you. See if you agree with my definition of limericks. I need a front door for my hall. The replacement I bought was too tall. So I hacked it and chopped it and carefully lopped it, and now the dumb thing is too small. An elderly man called Keith mislaid his false set of teeth. They'd been laid on a chair. He forgot they were there, sat down, and was bitten beneath. A painter who lived in Great Britain interrupted 2 girls who were knitting. He said with a sigh, "That park bench, well, I just painted it right where you're sitting." I know a schoolboy from Dubai who was baked by mistake in a pie. To his mother's disgust, he emerged through the crust and exclaimed, "What a good boy am I?" Okay, silly? Yes. Entertaining? Yes. Rhythmic structure? Yes. Do you have a piece of paper?
No.
Yes. Get a piece of paper, borrow a piece of paper and a pencil. I want to take 7 minutes. I want you to try writing your own limerick. All right? It follows the same rhythmic structure. You know about lines 1, 2, 5. You know about lines 3 and 4. Just have a little bit of fun coming up with a silly poem. I'm going to go to the next one.
Oh, you have one. Okay. Who needs one?
Me.
You need a bigger one?
Oh,
there you go. Come out, see one.
With one?
Yeah, go.
Do we have to write down?
You've already memorized a few words. That's totally fine. Do you want to try creating your own? Okay.
You have about a minute and a half left.
Thank you. two boys in the room, just sat in the third chair.
No.
Do you mean, does it need to make sense?
No, it can be silly. It can be a nonsense poem.
Could it be like,
six lines?
Could you like bump no bounds out what it's doing?
I don't want you to do
the subject of the poem?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Finish up your limerick. Hope you had some fun creating that one being silly. The next type of poetry I want to talk to you about is blackout poetry. Has anybody ever heard of blackout poetry? You have? Awesome. Oh, thanks. If you haven't, this blackout poem is for you. We don't know, and not knowing is the first step. So, blackout poetry is a relatively new form of poetry, contemporary poetry. I really like it because you start with a sheet of text, and it can be, like, I literally ripped pages out of books. But that's okay because they were boring books. One was like almost all of them were like textbooks, so I just ripped the pages out. You take a sheet of text from any source, and you create the blackout poetry from that sheet of text. Let me show you my formula and like a few examples. After you get your page of text, you circle words that appeal to you. You just scan the words on the page. You don't even have to read for meaning. You don't even have to understand what the page is talking about from the boring textbook. You just scan for interesting words. You circle them lightly with a pencil. Then you explore with the words and the order that you want to put them in, or, you know, which ones you want to keep, which ones you want to get rid of. Make a final decision on your words, and then with a marker, you black out all the other words. It kind of like reveals your poem. It's like a marble sculpture out of a block of marble. You chip away at it until you get the marble sculpture underneath. So that's blackout poetry. Let me show you some really cool examples. I mean, yes, for safety, but the music is exceptional. Late afternoon, the edge of the land fell away. He remembered early spring in the valley below. Hidden flecks of blue. I don't know why I'm so drawn to this place. The moment, unfinished, lost, space, disappeared. I think this one is really cool because the words follow around the clock. Now, this one is literally blackout poetry. Whoops. This one is a little creative. If you are a creative drawing kind of person, you might do something like this. A woman dreams on an island, a woman of happiness and comfort, a young woman, the dreamer. That's kind of cool, huh? More artistic, here we go. A wind traveling about in a cool December sky swirled into nothingness. It gave way to... Notice the poetry does read from left to right, top to bottom, just like we normally do. So whatever words you choose on your page, you're going to pick the words and they are going to go in order from top to bottom, left to right, like we normally read. In my solitude, I became aware of lack. Lie near me in the starlight, quiet and free. A faint noise of people passing in sleeping cities after hours of stillness. There is romance in the black hours. Also, blackout poetry does not pay attention to capitalization or punctuation. So, just because they have a period there doesn't mean that's quite the end of the sentence. It could be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. The bully is the most terrifying villain, a coward filled with evil. I will tell you that in each of these examples, the page of text had a completely different idea than what the poem was that emerged from the blackout poetry. So that's why I think it's a really cool form of poetry, because you could have a page about marketing principles, which I do have for you today, and come up with something about love, friendship, any of those themes that make us human. Love, friendship, loss, death, success, victory. I just can't wait to see what you're going to come up with. Okay, last one. I keep thinking it's my last one, but I can have so many good examples for you. The void is the ultimate mystic doorway. It allows you to disappear into non-existence against the backdrop of eternity. All right. I have ripped out pages for you. I have black Sharpie markers for you.
What did you rip the pages out of?
I know, it's textbooks, I'm telling you. Some of them are out of an old, old copy I have of a young adult novel. And my son was like, why would you rip that apart? And I said, the book was falling apart anyway, and I love this book so much, I will get a new one. I will buy a new one. Did you have a question? Yes, there will be time for that. Yes, good. I can't wait to hear it. Okay, I am not 100% sure I have enough for everybody, so we'll do our best. I'm glad you all came today. You could. Is there big pages?
Yeah, you can just take one and pass them back.
If they're big pages, you might consider ripping them in half.
I do have sharpies, but first
you're going to be circling with pencil or pen your interesting words. I just had an idea. Do you have any papers from the conference? Did you guys get that spiral notebook? I have some ads from the bag they gave me.
It's a lot of things.
One, two, three,
four, five, six, seven, eight.
Did everybody get a piece of paper? Something? Don't ask me again. I do. Have you circled your words yet?
No.
Circle your words first. You have to choose the words first. Okay.
Can we split words?
Yes. Hey, I've got a couple more pages. Is anybody without one? Everybody have something to block out? Okay.
Useful or powerful, and then do that for the whole page, and then look at it again, the ones that you like, cross out the ones you don't like, then on the mark, then you can block out anything that you're not using. Right?
Hey, who feels like they're ready for a blackout marker? When you are finished blacking out your poetry, will you see if there's someone near you who needs a marker?
Thank you.
restore in this. On this page, we had a restore. And it says, a part of the course you can restore. It says,
green and red and blue markers if anybody needs to be blacking out or greening out or blueing out. Okay. In 120 seconds, we will have poetry jam. You will be able to come up with the microphone and share your poetry if you like. I have a black again. Anybody need it? You ready for a marker? Or you're giving me one back? Okay. Poetry Jam is a lot like open mic. Mic is open, you just get to come and share your poetry with others to hopefully inspire and get an emotion out of them that you felt maybe, so, or just to share laughs. So you can come up and share your limerick or your blackout poetry or both. Who wants to be first?
My blackout poem is called Chicken's Time. After trying many different soups, Cohen claims that he should get tied and forgetting this item until now. What else do you want? The chicken, after the cause, is labeled a hearing. Negotiators who use this tactic force the other party to give them what they want. Clearly, this is a high-stakes gamble. On one hand, management is telling the truth. The weakness of the chicken tactic is that it turns negotiations into a serious game and will the other party really follow through on his or her threats. When circumstances are grave, William Clinton and George W. Bush could stare down his assessments.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, give her a hand for being great to share her poetry.
It doesn't need to rhyme.
It does not need to rhyme.
Nope. The limerick should rhyme.
Yeah. Do you have any other papers?
The only papers I see left are down there at your feet. Right there. Who else wants to share? Come on up.
My blackout poem is called It Was Poetry. Grace, she loved for all the world. Each new thought welcomed for peace, even for her beauty. It was poetry.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, everybody give her a hand. Okay. Yeah, keep going, keep going. Who's next? Bravery, I love it.
I don't have a name for my princess. Daily he came, but surely. He continued trying to smile, still perplexed in the warm grass. I turned to listen.
Oh, I love that. Give her a hand. That was a very gentle feeling poem.
My poem, Pen, is called All of the Men Who Thought He Knew. Should I admire the whiteness of new and beginning, in times might be become an artist to himself. A time not quite, and make it too easy to make his choice. Voice from hung by night killing flesh beast is feeding, but he not dare to fill a past due. A past his carriage a away on his way.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Oh, here's another one.
There once was a man on the stair. He liked to write down on a chair. To his family's surprise, he died with a cry. His chair still lives.
Love it. Yeah, get in the hand. Nice limerick. Here's Samuel.
Okay. My limerick, I read my attempt, is I once saw a finger of scorn. It was pointed around galore. His fingers is disgust. Its socialities began to crust, leaving the finger for a while.
Excellent. Very great limerick. Thank you. Okay, yeah, keep it coming.
This is my sister's. Cody's passion is pants. He shows them off at the dance. With his funky moves, with the music he grooves, puts the ladies in a trance.
There you go. I love it. Nice. Any others? Blackout or a limerick? You want to share your limerick now? Okay. And in behind, you want to share? Okay.
I knew a boy from Holland. A Holland boy he was. And he danced on it on his head. And he is strained. What a good dancer I am.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks. Okay, hold on. In the back. And then Dodge and then Mary.
Okay, I've got two. Signs of change are in the air, telling to end. Watchers, shifts, rise. World's force, areas throughout, are not free.
Excellent. Give her a hand.
My little brother is such a big bother, so I pushed him down and he fell on the ground and said, I'm sure to tell father.
Aha! There you go, family relationships. I bet you a lot of people could relate to that one.
Her smile surprised me that light as in a photograph and late sunshine flowered petals of white, of divine white blossoms, divine images of the pages.
I think it's of the pages.
Of the pages?
The blackout got weird.
Oh, yeah. Okay, is that the end?
Yeah.
Excellent imagery in that poem. Thank you. All right, hold on. Oh, we have 5 minutes.
This is my limerick. I love it when I'm riding dirt bikes. My mom is saying that I use my brakes. I do a wheelie when my mom is screaming and break my neck and say yikes.
There you go. That's it for her. Yep, can I stand up? Up here, Melina. Good.
Releasing time, a well-written bridge that roughly operates material.
Ooh, I like it.
There was a cat who followed the mouse, meow, meow, meow. The mouse went up the curtain, fell, meow, meow, meow. The mouse was done, the cat had fun, meow, meow, meow.
Thank you very much. Okay. You, and then Melina again, and then you. Did I see hands back here? Okay, you guys can just come up. Sorry, who did I see? There you go.
My poem is called Harry Potter's Cup. Sipping a bottle of water, sat there, sad Harry Potter. Ouch, he yelled, my scar. This pain is far worse by far. You know who has killed an otter.
Nice. Okay, stand right up here. Come up, and you wanted to come up, and you wanted to come up. Yep, this way.
Stand in the water. I woke up from my nap to a kidnapper who had snuck in because I was a deep napper. I picked up my bed, dropped it on his head, and now there is no more of that kidnapper.
Thank you.
I call his name a plant in the sky. I saw a drop inside a crop, and with a sigh and a cry, I ripped it out of the sky.
Thank you.
The United States are advertising on the overabundance, how's that for a scary name? On the overabundance of individual companies that mistreat their citizens. The catch is that the U.S. are enticed by local workers.
There you go. I also have a limerick. Okay, go for the limerick.
I didn't make this one, but I memorized it.
Okay.
A mathematician confided that a Mobius strip is one-sided. For you'll get quite a laugh if you cut one in half or stays in one piece when divided.
There you go. Excellent example. Thank you.
We made ours
together. Okay.
I am the best. I'm better than the rest.
I am a guy. Will not deny me to be his guest.
Thank you. Thanks for working together.
This one's called the Pi Curse. Information about 128 curses suggests that Pi preferences negotiators in negotiation. Careful, it might be a trap.
Ooh, nice blackout poetry. Okay, you ready?
There was a big cloud in Alaska that was growing so big that it covered almost all of Alaska. La-di-da-di-da.
La di da di da. Awesome. Okay, thanks. Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks for sharing your poetry. Please make sure that I get my markers back. I hope you go home and experiment with both limericks and blackout poetry. They're super fun and easy to do. So, thank you. Have a good afternoon. You're so welcome.